All right, y'all, as promised, our special guest. He's here this morning. He's one of our music industry's most prolific producers. And I'm telling you, this boy is behind some fierce, countless hits. I'm talking about spanning over three decades. This is a legend right here. One of his earliest beats was DMX's 1998 Rough Riders anthem, which led to his long-standing brotherhood and friendship with the late, great DMX. Now, earlier this year, he worked with DMX to put the final touches on his eighth studio album, and the album is entitled Exodus. It will be released tomorrow, and he's here to talk about the new music and about his friendship. Please welcome to the show the one and only, the super producer, the legend, Swiss Beatz.
Thank you, Mr. Swiss.
That's an intro right there, Steve.
Thank you, yeah. My brother. That's what I do, man. I do intros. I bring them out.
You bring them out like you did on Versus too, baby. You brought them out.
hey man, let me tell you something. Man,
and that outfit showed too. You know, you're a big step out there with them outfits.
Hey, purple.
Hell. You know, you got the theme music when you're walking, baby.
Hey, Swiss, man, let's talk about this, man. DMX, your brother, he named his new album Exodus. That's after his youngest son, Exodus Simmons. And we lost DMX way too soon back in April. But you guys were more than friends, man. It was a real brotherhood between y'all. So how does it feel for you, man, to have completed this final project with your brother?
Man, it was a blessing in disguise. You know, I'm glad I took him serious when he told me he was ready. Because we always say we're ready and then, you know, disappear and don't show up and all of these things. But he kept calling me, letting me know he was ready. And I tested him with Verses. I said, I'm going to know if he's ready if he show up with Verses. And he showed up the Verses with Snoop. And he got his flowers. He got his garden. Yeah. He also got his confidence back because he's seen all of the love and he's seen everybody coming in and pulling in, and he's seen his album start to break new records again and streams going up 700%. Young artists calling him to do features. He was so happy and he was so grateful for the love, and he just said, you know what, Swiss? I just wish I had new music to play. I said, okay, well, let's make some new music. And then we stayed in L.A. at Snoop Studio where we did the Verses and recorded the album right there.
Wow.
Yep. See, that's the behind the scenes that a lot of people don't know, man. That's why, man, when you talk to creators, man, you get to hear the story behind it, the science behind it, man, which makes the story even richer. Hey, man, on this album, DMX collaborated with some greats, man. Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, Moneybagg, Yo, Snoop, your wife, Alicia Keys, and there's DMX's son, Exodus, is also featured on the album. What can we expect? Is this classic DMX? How's this album, man?
It's a masterpiece. But you know, the thing that I love about this record is my brother embraced his age. You know, a lot of greats, they don't embrace their greatness of now. They're trying to chase the greatness that they thought they once had, not realizing that they're probably greater now from the things that they've been through. And once X understood that, I knew he was going to have a masterpiece because he can totally be himself and invite other people to his party. You know, his 50th birthday party, which this album is. This is his 50th birthday party, which is why we allow so many guests to participate. Because he never did that ever before, have this many features. But he was like, you know what? I want to invite everybody that I respect to my 50th birthday party with this album and let the world hear what I'm thinking today. You know, the album start off cold. It start off hard as hell. And then he kicks that door in, and you think he's going to stick up the place. But he really sit down and give you he reads his book to you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's really, hey man, now I'm seeing that his son Exodus, this is the name of the album, and it's also the he's also featured on it, his son. Has his son spoken to you about how he feels about it or anything?
Well, Exodus is his young son, 4 going on to 5. So when we featured him, because he was singing a particular, he was singing a part of the record in the studio, and we just happened to record him. But as far as the song "Letter to My Son," which is about, which is a letter to his oldest son Xavier, out of respect, I had Xavier listen to the album before I played it for anyone, particularly so he can hear that song first, you know, because X wasn't able to play it for him. So I had to take that responsibility and that respect for my brother to let his son hear that song first and not for the public. And I'm I was playing him the album. I was nervous as hell getting to that song. I'm not going to lie. I was like, damn, why I got to play him this song? Yeah. You know? You know, he might slip out in this room on me. I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
But we got to the song, and he had a smile on his face. He started clapping, and he was holding his chest, and the energy was so good. And I was so happy that even though his dad was giving him a strong message, he accepted that message, and he was proud of his dad.
Wow.
No matter what they went through, and even with X is saying in this song, he was really happy to hear that his dad had an amazing body of work. And that's all he kept saying was, man, congratulations, congratulations. I even offered him to play the guitar on the song because he's a musician himself. And he said, there's nothing for me to do on this record. It's done. It's to perfection already. And I said, I respect that.
Hang on right there for 1 second, brother. We'll be back. We'll be back more with Switch Beats right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, everybody, we're back, and our special guest this morning is the legendary producer, 3 decades in the game, the one and only Swiss Beats. Wow. I think you're onto something, man. You said it's a masterpiece. That's what we sound like we got here. Hey, man, let me ask you another question. I think it was on Instagram or something. You were, where were you when you looked up in the sky and you saw these clouds in the form of an X? Where were you,
outside,
man?
Outside of my house. Outside of my house. You know, I was home. You know, I seen another one the other day. I just kept it to myself. I didn't even post it. But he's showing his ass up there. You know, he's showing his ass. He's showing off big time. Look, let me show you how he's showing off. Look at this. I can't make this up. You ain't seen me get up. You see that?
Wow. Yeah.
You see that? I'm sitting in the kitchen of a rooster. I'm sitting in the... And I'm in a restaurant in the basement. Okay? We talking about...
Oh, you just walk in. Yeah. Hey. He knew you was coming down there.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. There's no reason for the ex to be sitting right here.
Right. In the kitchen.
I'm in the kitchen. I've never been down in this place a day in my life.
Yeah.
And I didn't notice it until you said what you said about the ex in the sky. I look up, I see the ex right here on the wall.
No, it's crazy, man. You know, God is... I've seen some amazing stuff in my life. I'm not a believer in coincidence.
Oh no.
I just don't believe that. Everything is an alignment. It's an order that he orders up for us, man. So congratulations, man. I love this, man. Hey, man, so the album comes out tomorrow, the Steve Harvey Nation. We're going to get with it. DMX was so loved, man, by so many people. So I know it's going to be a monster. We're going to make sure that we get it. It's produced by Swiss Beats. It's available on all streaming platforms tomorrow, so we're going to get it. One more thing, man. You and your boy Timbaland that created the verses over a year ago during the pandemic, and everybody was instantly hooked. This Sunday, you and Timbaland gonna have a versus battle rematch live from Club Live in Miami. And we can see the rematch this Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on Instagram at Versus or on Triller app. Y'all gonna go again, man?
I'm gonna go show our ass right off.
Swiss favorite
right
word.
Hey, Swiss, hang on right there for me, man. Hold that thought right there. When we come back, we'll pick it up with more of this. This is a great conversation, man, about his friendship and love for DMX and the new music. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, everybody, we're back, and we're talking this morning with Switch Beatz, and boy, he's been enlightening us about his relationship with the late, great DMX, and there's some other things we wanted to cover and finish up. Hey, man, Switch, let me ask you something. How many songs you think you've been a part of, man?
Over 890 shows since when I last counted.
Wow. 890?
What a
yeah.
work.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that was about 4 years ago when I counted.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
Hey,
you know, when me and Tim first did it, we went for 5 hours. I'm stressed out because I can't play 3 hours of music that I had in my mind. I got 20 songs. How you narrow that down? You know? He gonna hit me with that Aaliyah. What am I, you know, I gotta protect myself out here. That boy's sneaky.
Hey, man, y'all two brothers, man. Been in the background, but man, if they made a list of what y'all had your hand in this thing called music, it's a crazy number, man. It's a crazy number. You two have been another, and I'm telling you, man, before you came on, I was humming. My favorite song on TV right now is that. And Switch, that's you.
Yeah, Godfather of Harlem theme song. Open up my window again. Open up my... You know what's crazy about that song is I was channeling that energy for X to say that chorus. You know, because X is on that song with Rick Ross. But I wanted X to say that chorus. But X didn't want me to change it. He's like, nah, I like the way you sound. I said, all right.
Nah, dog, you put a soul on it. You know, I could see X doing it because X would have bought that edge.
Absolutely.
But when you did it, man, he was smart because you have such a soul, man. It's like, damn, man, that's when I tune in to hear that song, man, because that's like so dope. I said, this some black mess right here. This just black. This just black-ass music. We ain't this whole
culture. Absolutely.
We ain't in here clowning. This the Apollo Theater. This the Stomp. This the Tree of Hope on 125th. That's it.
Absolutely. This the mark.
Hey,
let's go.
Hey, man, listen, man. Continued success, man. And thank you, man, from the bottom of our heart. For loving that brother the way you did, man, because you were special to him. And I I was watching his service online, and the words you were saying, man, that you wish more people had reached out to him when he was here. But it's people like you, man, that are real friends, and to be able to carry on in his absence the way you have, and to finish this album for your brother, that's a testament to what friendship is about. Friendship is essential to the soul. You can live in this world without your brother. You can live in there. Your mother and father can turn up missing. But you can't live in this world without friendship, brother. You cannot survive it. And you were X's boy, his brother and his friend, man. We thank you for that, man.
And for me, I only did what I'm supposed to do. I'm only doing what I'm supposed to do. You know, if I call out my brother, I have to do what I'm doing. And I don't get no points for it because it's what I'm supposed to do. That's like us being good fathers to our kids. Like that, we don't get no points for that. That's our kids. You know, so we get, you know, people like to give credit for these things because not enough people are doing it. You know, not enough people are being real in those particular areas. But I'm just doing what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, I haven't been asleep all week. You know, we've been going since the funeral to get this going. But I just know that he would have did it for me. You know, he trusted me with his life.
I imagine. Hey, brother, look, man, we appreciate you so much, man. You're everything. You're all that. We're looking forward to the Versus Sunday night, 8 p.m. on Triller or on Versus TV. And we're looking for tomorrow. Exodus is out, y'all. DMX's new music, produced by Switch Beatz, is available on all streaming platforms tomorrow. We're going to turn it up and turn it out. Switch Beatz, love you, boy.
Love you, King.
Appreciate you, soldier. Always.
Absolutely.
Much peace, man.
Same here. Yeah. Blessings.
Cool. Tell Alicia we said hey.
Yes, thank you. I will.
All right, coming up next, The Nephew with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.